I know a husband who spends most of the week working on the West Coast while his wife lives on the East Coast. I have to change planes every time I want to visit my girlfriend. And earlier in my life, I commuted between D.C. and Minnesota in the name of love. Can romance survive travel like that? With today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. Megan Bierce is a licensed marriage and family therapist who lives in Minneapolis. Her husband works during the week in New York, so she spent a lot of time thinking about how to keep love alive when a couple is apart most of the time. Her first piece of advice is predictable. Communicate. But that means agreeing on how to communicate. Some couples are fine only talking on the phone every other day or so. Some rely on texting or try to talk every night. Use an app such as FaceTime or WhatsApp that allows you to see your mate. It's a big plus. She suggests making meals together when under the same roof. Use an online scheduler such as Google Calendar to plan vacations or post events such as kids' school stuff. That way you can see your significant other's important dates and not overbook. You'll find more travel info by visiting the radio show's website, rmworldtravel.com.